Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Some proprietary props. Seen nowhere else. All of these sportsbook apps, you can't find these props for Sunday's game on there. But they are here for your listening and sports entertainment pleasure for Sunday's big matchup in the desert between the Steelers and Cardinals. And the players sitting at the sportsbook today, Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller, Doran Dickerson.
Hit me.
Oh, sorry.
Craig Riley.
First one, over under here. Duck Hodges, 299.5 passing yards.
Oh, give me the under all day. The under, two, not just if they're losing, the under if they're winning. If they are out to a comfortable lead in this game, they are not going to let him fill the air with footballs, even against the worst pass defense in football. Either way, he's not throwing for 300 yards.
I'm under all day there. I mean, that's a pretty high number. 299 is high, under.
I don't think it is if you look up the numbers of the quarterbacks the Steelers, the Cardinals defense have faced. In fact, the last 2 weeks they've given up exactly 424 passing yards to Jared Goff, and then before that, Jimmy Garoppolo, 424 to both. Jameis Winston went for almost 360 the week before that. I think the duck flies. I don't think it's an efficient 300 yards. I don't think that it's necessarily one where it's pretty. I think some of it is playing a little bit from behind and making up for lost time because the Steelers won't be able to run the ball in this game. I think duck by default gets over 300. Quack, quack. Over 299.5 on Sunday.
You're fading Doran and I.
Yep.
That's all you're doing.
Yep.
Sticking with the duck again. Over under 1.5 interceptions.
Doran?
Under. I think he's going to be efficient in the pocket, and they have one of the worst defenses in the NFL, if not the worst defense in the NFL, the Cardinals. I think he's going to be efficient. I'm going to take the under.
I'm going to go over. I think we get two interceptions from Duck. I think one goes to Patrick Peterson, and I think the other goes to Kevin Peterson. And it is double the Peterson. Give me more Peterson in that Cardinals secondary. Two picks from two Petersons that are unrelated.
I'm going to go under, partly because I think he's going to be, like Doran said, efficient enough to not have to put the ball at risk. The other reason
is... you guys bring the same notes today? Because it seems like your answers are...
What if we
any
did?
Any new material,
what if
Chris?
We did?
Yeah, what are you going to do about it if we did?
Call you out for it?
Okay, fair enough. I'm not going to actually do anything. No, they're averaging, as a team, collectively, they're giving up a 113.5 passer rating. I believe I checked the list of their defenders who have had snaps in coverage and had been targeted on plays. Only like five of them have a passer rating allowed of under 100. They are abhorrent.
Do you think Duck's better than Jimmy G?
No.
He threw two interceptions against the Cardinals. Next.
The Cardinals sideline. Larry Fitzgerald over under 6.5 receptions.
I'm going to go over here. We had our Cardinals savant on earlier, Paul Calvisi, who said that the crowd gets into it when Fitzgerald catches the ball. 24 targets over the last five games, 23 catches. I think they get Fitzgerald going. I think they find a matchup they like. If he's inside, are they going to put little Mike Hilton on Larry Fitzgerald? I like that matchup, actually, for Arizona. One of the few that I like for their offense against the Steelers' defense. I'm going over for the legend, Larry Fitz.
I'm going over. I mean, this feels weird to me, like the Jerome Bettis winning the Super Bowl in Detroit, Peyton Manning his last year winning the Super Bowl. These big-time legend guys, they show up whenever they play. Not their former team, obviously, but Pittsburgh has a big following, yes, for Larry Fitzgerald. I think they get him the ball, so I'm going to go over big time there.
I'm going to go under because I don't think Kyler Murray is going to have the time to throw the ball. Not that he's running, like, long-developing routes. He's a safety valve, but I think if you're betting on – people on Arizona to rack up catches in this game, it's their running backs, because I just think the Steelers' pass rush is going to be able to get to them repeatedly and get home on a regular basis.
This one's an
how many? I'll just do Craig. Hold on, Craig. Craig, I'm going to do my own quick prop. Over under Pitt Fitzgerald jersey shown in the crowd, 3.5.
I think zero.
Zero.
Because I don't think Steelers fans will wear Pitt jerseys.
You don't
game.
Think?
No way. No.
Next. I'm going to take the over.
This is an Andrew Filippone odds boost in the PM Team Sportsbook. Bud Dupree sacks over under half.
Over. I mean, they're horrible on the offensive line. They have guys that shouldn't even be, like, they're barely NFLers.
I think the Cardinals are going to get out to a lead because the Steelers are slow starters. I think they're going to run the ball. Dupree had two games. I think the Rams game he didn't have a sack, the game in Cleveland, so he doesn't get one every game. I'm actually going to go under here.
I'm going to go over because I said it with my crystal ball of the Steelers' rest of the season that Bud Dupree was going to get two sacks. In a game winner during a two-minute drill with Kyler Murray, so I'm going to go.
Yeah, it would be
over.
Impressive if you said that and then somehow said under. That would be that would be some fuzzy math.
That would. Would you have caught me on that?
Yes. I was ready for it.
No, I wouldn't have. Not even close.
Kyler Murray, over under, 44 and a half rushing yards.
I think he's going to have a long one. So I'm going to say over. I don't know if there's going to be a lot of plays like that, but I could see a jailbreak where, like, Watt gets, like, snookered in and thinks it's, like, he's got a free lane, gives up the edge, and we see Murray just take off and go for, like, a 40-yard run. So over.
I'll take under. I think he could have a run like that and get extreme. I think this could be literally with, was it 44 and a half? It could be within a yard or two, and I think it'll be just under.
Yeah, I'm going to go under there, too. I think that he's going to have a couple plays where he does escape, but I don't think he's going to have a big one, so
next.
I'm going to go under.
Over under, Kareth White, 3.5 rushing attempts.
Over. I think they are going to use – I actually like him.
So
I think he's a good player. He's a nice little scat back. I got to go over there. I think he's going to get some touches.
Over.
Under.
Will Vance McDonald catch a touchdown pass?
No, Nick Van Etten will.
Man, you're reaching today, Chris. That is an all-time reach. I think the Steelers actually get their points on some gadget plays and some bigger plays. They've got a terrible red zone offense, the worst in the NFL, as it turns out. So I think even though all signs should point to McDonald because the Cardinals' defense can't stop tight ends, I don't see it. I think he's been criminally underused, and he's been a big disappointment. I'm going no.
I'm going to go no here, and you know I'm going to predict something, too. Our buddy who runs into the game and reports eligible, Zach Banner's going to catch a touchdown.
Oh, my! He went there!
Zach Banner is going to catch a touchdown for the tight end group, even though he's a tackle, but he reports as a tight end.
All right, last one, Craig.
Suggs and Jones, over under, 2.5 combined sacks.
Chris?
I'm going to say one of the stories of this game of a Steelers victory is that they do a very good job on Chandler Jones, like most teams have tried to now by sliding protections his way, and that Duck generally shows a really good feel in the pocket. I'm going to go under.
I'm going to go under, too. I think that the pressure might force Duck to get rid of the ball because he knows he's not supposed to take a sack, and that's going to lead to those two interceptions that I talked about. But I don't see big sack numbers from the Cardinals in this game, even though Jones is great. Under.
I'm going to go over. I don't really like how Al's been playing all year. I feel like he's had some shaky games. So I think one of those guys is going to get a couple sacks.
I mean, Myles Garrett, before he went ballistic, was going off. So I could see it.
Over.
All right, give us a score, Dorn. Give us the double D prediction.
The double D guarantee. How about that?
The double D guarantee. I like that.
We got to turn that into something. Well, I said earlier.
Preferably
I said
something that's an endorsement that gets you paid.
Yeah, that'd be great. Like Chris Mueller.
I think
to be
cheerleaders
Chris
might like the double D guarantee, but go
ahead.
Now. You're going to get me in trouble.
Go ahead.
I predicted earlier if the Steelers 31-28 comes down to the end of the game, Kyler Murray's going to be in a two-minute rush drill. Bud Dupree's going to get two sacks to end the game. So 31-28, close game. And what's the spread? 1.5?
Yeah.
Yep.
They cover. Now I'm thinking of slogans. Real or fake, with the double D guarantee, you'll get a fair shake.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.